headache, DBS. That's the tough part about HF, and maybe part of the reason I don't do it as much as I used to, and why I care about portable more than working from home. It's a good antenna. At my house, I don't have any trees. The farmer cut everything down in the area, so right now I've got a Nelson NFED half wave. What is it? Six? It's either a 6 or a 10 to, one, to 80, and it's just hoisted up on my Rhone mast about halfway, maybe two-thirds of the way up, and then I'm just running the insulator end to the tree line, or what was the tree line, and it's tied off on a T-post. So it's not optimal, but it works, it hears, I get out, it's not great. My old house, I had the same antenna, but it was kilowatt rated for whatever reason, and I had the transformer up about 30 feet, and then it was sloping up to about 90 feet into a giant tree, so similar to what your old setup was, not obviously not a loop, but it just could hear everything because it was so far up and away from any sort of noise. That and I had a 7300, so I was actually running 100 watts off of it. So I do miss that setup a lot. But the reason I like these multi-mode antennas or multi-band antennas, I've got an 857, which is an all-mode, and I got a 705 that's an all-mode. So figured if I'm going to screw around with these things, and that 857, I kind of put together a kit for the MCOM stuff whenever I get time to do it. But I can jump out there and do HF, and then I can easily switch over and do UHF, VHF.